Good morning. We're continuing with Adam Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Chal Chof, starting Siman Zayin. To discuss Siman Zayin, we have to give an introduction a little bit. It's interesting order that Chayim has chosen over here. So in Siman Ches, he's going to tell us there is a concept of Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul by Adar Lach. Until now, we've been discussing Adar Yavesh as opposed to a liquid, a salad, or something which is primarily a salad. That once it's cooked, it remains cooked, and reheating it is not considered bishul. So a person cooks a piece of chicken, then the chicken cools off, and a person would take that chicken and reheat it on Shabbos, he's not chayav for bishul. A person makes chicken soup, and the chicken soup cools off, and he wants to reheat the chicken soup. We're going to get involved in a very significant machlokes, whether there's a concept of bishul or bishul, and the person is going to be chayav for the reheating of the soup. So we're going to be machmer because of this argument. We're going to be machmer and assume that we have to be concerned about yesh bishul acher bishul by davar lach, even though yesh bishul acher bishul by davar yavish. Now the chayyim says there's something in the middle. There's something which is a salad. When you heat it, it's a salad, but as you heat it, it liquefies. So by the time you're done, it's a liquid. So when you put it in to soak, you're putting a davar yavish in, a davar yavish, which is already cooked, is allowed to be reheated. By the time you're finished, it's a liquid. It dissolves into the liquid. It uncongeals. It melts. And now you have a liquid which has been reheated, which potentially there's a problem of bishul acher bishul by a davar lach. So do we look at this as considered a davar yavish? Because when you put it in, it's a davar yavish, and therefore it's going to be much to do so. Or do we look at the result, which is a davar lach, and we say there's a problem, you heat it up a davar lach, which is a problem on Shabbos. And that's what the Chayim deals with in Siman Zayin. What's interesting to me is that I would have assumed that he sure first would have introduced the concept that there's no, even though there's no dinner bishul by a davar yavish, there is a dinner bishul by davar lach, and then say, what about this middle case? And the way the Chayyim presents it is going from one case to the next. He starts out with a davar yavish, discusses a davar yavish, which becomes a liquid, and then he discusses liquids. So he follows that order, which is a logical order. However, since we're basing ourselves based on assumptions which we don't know yet till Siman Ches, so I find the language of the Chayyim interesting. Zayin miyu b'davar yavish and ispashal. You have something which is a davar yavish and it's been cooked. When you soak it, bechamin in hot water, ashitin in kenegan madura, you put it near a fire. A yin nemuach, it will melt. So it'll become a liquid. It'll dissolve. It'll become a liquid. Yesh matir. Some say that's not a problem. Why? The kiman and his bashal kavar b'hu yabish. It's fully cooked, and it's a salad. Even though it's going to become liquefied, it's mutter, because when you put it in, it's a salad. So a person takes instant coffee. Instant coffee was made that they made coffee, they cooked it, so it's been nispashal. Then they reduce it down into a powder. So now it's a solid, not a liquid. A person puts that into a cup of water, and it dissolves. It becomes a liquid. So for now, the Chayyim seems to be saying that it's not a problem. It's considered ein bishul acher bishul. It's fully cooked, and there's no problem of reheating it. So you can put salt, which has been cooked, as opposed to salt which has been mined from the ground, salt which has been cooked, or sugar. Sugar comes from sugar cane, or from beet sugar, which is cooked, and the result is the sugar. So the item has been cooked, but now it's a salad. You're putting it into a klevishin, which can cook. So it's not a problem, because we already said you're allowed to put an item which is a salad, which is fully cooked, into a klevishin. Because they ain't bishul acher bishul, so there's no dinner bishul on the sugar, even though the sugar is going to dissolve almost immediately into the liquid and become a part of the liquid. kemutulitin pastido, sheesh b'shum and harbe, kineged amadura, afilu mamokam shayatza let his person wants to take a type of a pastido was like a cook, like a knish, and sometimes the knish would have a lot of fat in it, and right now it's a salad. Person puts it kineged amadura, so he doesn't put it immediately adjacent to the madura, because then we're afraid the person might come to stoke the coals. That's where they heated things in those days. But a person puts it connected to madura, distance from the madura. It's still very hot there, but it's not. It's a place where people would normally put the item closer. So you put it further away. That acts as a reminder not to stoke the coals. So the person is putting it there. It says, okay, you've solved your gzeira drabonin of stoking the coals, but you're cooking it. No, it's fully cooked. Yeah, but you're liquefying it, and then you have a liquid which has become cold, which is being reheated. When you put it there, it's a salad, and that's good enough. This is the first opinion that the Chayyim brings. The Yayish Matirim. We will move on, Hashem, next year to those who say that it's osur. Meanwhile, have a good day.